From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Richard Sheehy reporting. President Trump's former national security advisor, Michael Flynn, has pleaded guilty to charges of lying to the FBI in connection with the ongoing probe in Russian meddling in the U.S. presidential election. We get more correspondent Jim Malone with some context.
Flynn admitted lying to FBI agents about the details of his contacts with the Russian ambassador during the presidential transition period before Donald Trump was inaugurated. The president kept a low profile at the White House in the wake of Flynn's court appearance, stepping before cameras briefly to greet Libya's prime minister. White House lawyer Ty Cobb issued a statement noting that nothing about the plea deal implicates anyone other than Flynn. But Flynn's acknowledgement that he is cooperating with special counsel Robert Mueller could spell more trouble down the road for the president, says Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff.
Bob Mueller must be getting very substantial cooperation from General Flynn if this is the plea agreement.
Throughout the Mueller probe, Trump has insisted there was no collusion between his campaign and the Russians in meddling in the election. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
The United States Senate has passed a historic $1.5 trillion tax cut bill. It was championed by House Republican and Senate Republican leaders. And the Senate bill and the House of Representatives version must now be reconciled before the president signs it into law. Republicans have argued that the cuts are necessary to further stimulate the economy, but Democrats have argued that most of the cuts go to corporations and the very, very wealthy, while those in the middle class and other economic groups will bear the brunt of new tax cuts over time. This is VOA News.